You're on Sunday night on ABC Radio Around Australia. John Cleary with you. Noel Debien usually joins us at this time to have a little chat about somebody doing good things around the world. And Noel is speaking this evening to Andrew Hewitt, the Executive Director of Oxfam Australia, who happens to be the co-chair of the Make Poverty History campaign, which I'm sure you know urges the government to support debt swaps where they can show can be shown to support effective poverty reduction around the world. And the G8 has just been criticised by many of the African leaders and by Bob Geldof for not doing enough. They've forgiven the debt, but sort of, but not really. But, you know, it's all a pea and thimble trick. My tongue is not keeping up with my brain tonight. But the Federal Labor Party is proposing to remove some $75 million of Indonesian debt, and Noel Debien asked Andrew Hewitt what this policy announcement from the government means.
What it means is that currently Indonesia owes Australia something like $75 million worth of debt. The Labor Party are proposing that half of this debt would be forgiven by Australia, and the remaining $37.5 million worth of the debt would be invested in health programs to fight TB, tuberculosis, through the Global Fund to combat HIV/AIDS, TB and malaria.
So where does that debt actually come from? Who's doing the forgiving?
Well, Australia is doing the forgiving, and it's through a process which has been approved by all the various bilateral debtors. It's an organisation called the Paris Club. And it's a process which has been done by other countries, most obviously Germany, which has forgiven repayment of something like 50 million euros on the condition that Indonesia invests the equivalent of half that amount in health through approved Global Fund programs. So Make Poverty History, Oxfam very clearly welcomes this proposal by Bob McMullen and by the Labor Party. We think it's an innovative way of focusing funds, focusing resources on one of the most pressing problems that's facing Indonesia.
What's the extent of tuberculosis in particular?
Well, in Indonesia, you're talking about nearly 150,000 deaths, something like 143,000 deaths in the most recent year we have figures, back in 2003. That's a large number of people, to say the least. And we've got something like 1.5 million people living with TB in Indonesia. Clearly, it's a preventable disease. It's a treatable disease. New resources should really make a difference, should really improve the lifespan and the lives of literally tens of thousands of people.
I suppose it's been quite in the news, particularly in Western developed countries, because of the Andrew Drew speaker, the United States lawyer, who travelled recently with the drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis, and he's actually been effectively placed in involuntary isolation in the United States. So we've all heard TB's in the news, but you're talking about 150,000 people within the Indonesian population.
That's right. It's a staggering amount. I think for many of us, we thought it was a disease whose time had passed. And it should be a disease whose time has passed. It can be prevented, it can be treated, but it requires resources. And that's the importance of the Global Fund. It mobilises resources and it can really make a difference. There's been a recent independent evaluation of the work of the Global Fund in Indonesia, and that evaluation said that they'd made remarkable progress. The biggest obstacle they face, though, is the lack of resources, and that's the importance of the proposal that's coming through from the Labor Party.
Now, I noticed also there was a co-signatory to the announcement with you, and that co-signatory was from the Jubilee organisation, wasn't it?
That's right, and Make Poverty History works very closely with Jubilee. And Jubilee's focus has obviously been very much on the whole burden of debt for developing countries and how it's been such a blockage of people's efforts to try to find a pathway out of poverty.
Just remind us what that Jubilee initiative was.
Well, Jubilee was a major campaign which was launched in the late 1990s leading up to the year 2000, and it was aiming for the forgiving of all debt owed by developing countries. It identified that most of those debts were unsustainable in terms of their payments, that they were probably the major blockage to development in many countries, particularly in Africa, but not just Africa, countries like Indonesia as well, and that there was a need for urgent attention and urgent action. It had a great deal of success in mobilising people. it's had a lot of success in creating a climate where actions such as the one proposed by the Labor Party are seen as a reasonable step forward.
And effectively, what's being offered in this particular announcement is half is simply a forgiveness of debt, and half of that $70-odd million is about specific TB, AIDS, malaria work.
Yeah, that half is forgiveness, half is what is called a debt swap. But I think Jubilee have also made a very important point, that there's a need to identify some of these funds. There is a category of debt which is called odious debt. Odious debt is where the debt may have been incurred by governments which essentially were highly corrupt or used the funds used for highly dubious purposes.
Odious debt. So we're talking about corrupt governments. We're talking about the Mugabes of the world, yeah?
Mugabes, or for that matter, in Indonesia's case, the Suhartos of the world.
Indeed, I was going to ask you, there was a long history of institutionalised corruption in Indonesia, of course.
Indeed. And that's one of the things which I think we need to really be clear about is where did this debt come from in the first instance? It may be legitimate debt. It may be odious debt. If it's odious debt, which was used for corrupt purposes, then it shouldn't just be forgiven. It shouldn't be just a debt swap. It should actually be just written off.
So what we're talking about here is the proposal that's coming out of the Labor Party is about odious debt, all debts that were incurred.
Well, that we're not clear about at this stage, and I think we just need a little bit more information.
So you're actually asking a question, how was this debt incurred?
That's right. That's one of the question marks there. But I think we've got to put it in the context that if it was reasonable debt, then the Labor Party proposal should be very firmly welcomed. It's an innovative way of tackling a major problem in Indonesia, which is literally shortening the lives of close to 150,000 people every year.
So I'm interested to ask by way of roundup, given that I know Oxfam has been working in the tsunami-affected areas of Indonesia, it has other initiatives in Indonesia as well, how would Oxfam take part in an addressing of these issues that this announcement occurs, which is TB, malaria and AIDS?
Well, HIV and AIDS is one of the big issues that we've been increasingly focusing on, and that's becoming a bigger and bigger problem in Indonesia. If you go back to 1999, there were fewer than 1,000 people in Indonesia registered on the HIV map. But the most recent figures I've been able to attain is that now something like 120,000 people. As a proportion of the overall Indonesian population of over 210 million, that may not seem like a huge amount, but the numbers of people, the rate of growth is increasing, and that's really worrying.
And that's, of course, directly linked to tuberculosis, which is the major cause of death among people with AIDS.
There's a real linkage there, and I think that's the importance of the Global Fund. It's a very effective multilateral mechanism, which both governments and through their aid programs, but also major philanthropic groups such as the Gates Foundation are able to support mobilising funds and really making the difference with very good quality programs.
Andrew Hewitt, Executive Director of Oxfam Australia and Co-Chair of Make Poverty History, thanks for joining Sunday Nights.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And Noel, thank you. Noel DeBean joining us on Sunday Nights.